SBS Radio.
The dates celebrating Reconciliation Week in Australia remain the same every year. That's because two significant milestones occurred in the same week. The first was on May the 27th, 1967, the date a referendum was held which saw more than 90% of Australians vote to give the federal government power to conduct programs for Indigenous people and for them to be counted in the census. While on June the 3rd, 1992, the High Court Mabo decision overthrew the legal fiction of terra nullius, that is, land belonging to no one, on which British claims to possession of Australia were based. Along with remembering history, National Reconciliation Week also focuses on a different theme every year. In 2019, it's truth-telling.
It's telling the stories of both, you know, the good, the bad and the ugly of the relationships between First Nations people and other Australians. And I think what we're hoping to do is start the conversation. Let's start identifying what are some of those truths that we want to talk about and what would it take for us to come together around those conversations.
That's Karen Mundine, the CEO of Reconciliation Australia, talking about truth-telling and its role in helping Australia come to terms with its history. Truth and Reconciliation Commissions have had a long history in other countries, with Germany, Canada, South Africa, among many others, who have used a formal process to examine the historical injustices of the past. Ms Mundine says truth-telling has occurred at a local level, citing the Mile Creek Massacre in New South Wales. In 1938, at least 28 Aboriginal people were massacred by a group of 12 Europeans who were subsequently hanged over the killings. More recently, descendants of both parties have come together annually to conduct a ceremony for those who died.
And I remember hearing Aunty Sue Blacklock, one of the elders who were kind of instrumental in that story of reconciliation, say, "I hope in the future that we stop talking about the massacre and we talk about the healing that's happened since." And that includes not only the descendants of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander group, but also descendants of the perpetrators. And I think one of the most moving things I've seen and heard is the embrace between Aunty Sue and one of those descendants from perpetrators. It really is moving, and I defy anyone not to be choked up by it.
Advocates of a formal truth-telling process say a treaty would be a step forward in starting this process. A treaty is a formal agreement between two parties and can say and do anything that both parties agree on. Australia remains the only Commonwealth country without a treaty with its Indigenous population, but Victoria is the first state making concrete moves towards a treaty. Victorian Treaty Advancement Commissioner Jill Gallagher says a truth-telling process should be a fundamental part of any treaty.
But when apartheid was abolished, they had truth hearings. The people got to tell their stories. The people got to tell the world their stories. Our people haven't, right across this country, and a treaty can change that.
The Healing Foundation is a national Indigenous organisation that works with communities to address the ongoing trauma of policies such as the forced removal of children from their families. Richard Weston is the CEO of the Healing Foundation. He says more Indigenous people are ending up in jail and an increasing number of Indigenous children are being placed in out-of-home care. He believes due to the ongoing effects of intergenerational trauma. Mr Weston says a formal truth-telling process could go some way in healing some of the wrongs of the past that have contributed to the trauma of today.
If we don't actually acknowledge the truth of those experiences, that they actually happened, we accept that they happened and we accept and understand that they've had a long-lasting impact, then we can't fix them, we can't heal people. And we're seeing the result of that play out in many of our communities around the country. So that's what happened. There's a real impact on people's lives if we can't tell the fundamental truth of the impact of Australia's history on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
He believes acknowledging the past can help all of us move on from it and grow as a nation.
So we can not forget our history, but we can start to draw a bit of a line under it and move forward together and, you know, really create an Australia that's you know, probably a bit different to where we're at now, but something that's going to be respect of our different cultures, our immigrant history, you know, and our European history, the British settler history, I suppose, that we acknowledge all those elements of our past and bring that together to create a you know, a single kind of Australian identity.
National Reconciliation Week will also involve a range of community-level events across Australia. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.